I don't know if you saw on Facebook, but I shared one of my memories, and it was about one of our episodes, our podcast episodes, not like mental episodes, like not one of those episodes.
One of our breakdowns.
Yeah, one of my ex-coworkers, he saw the post and he literally just texted me, and he said, "I listened to the folding fitted sheets on the way back from my pickleball this morning. I laughed on keeping relatives' ashes comments. As someone that has both my mom and dad's ashes at the house, I 100% agree that I need to do something with these two boxes." Ha 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 ha.
Tell me everything.
Well, first, happy International Women's Day.
Happy, happy.
Not that we need just a day, because we're awesome all the time. And I say that because I don't know if Sam agreed to it or not, but she's been pulled into it, that 2024 is the year that we accept compliments. And that we, I know. Which is really funny when we're together, because she'll be like, "You're beautiful." And I'm like, "Oh, thank you." It's the same way with her too. She's just like, "No." I'm like, "No, no, no, no. You can't do that. You need to say thank you, or just say, I heard you, and you cannot deny it." So
I usually just laugh, like just like as
uncomfortably.
Yeah, and go like that's really sweet of you to say that. Like
That's cute.
that's
Yeah.
cute that you are trying to think of something nice to say to me, and that's what came to mind.
Yeah.
Not actually that you thought that, but just that you're really trying to be nice, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But please don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. You're making me feel very uncomfortable right
Really
now.
uncomfortable. Yeah. How old are Electra and Ginger?
Electra just turned 17.
Oh my gosh.
I know. We had a birthday party for her.
I didn't know she was 17. I saw her birthday pictures, but
yeah. And Ginger is about 13, because we're not 100% sure about, yeah, 12 or 13. Why are you doing their numerology here?
No, I can't. I literally just wrote it down, and I realized it's because I've been doing case studies and like seeing patients online like almost every day. And so now I just now I'm like, right. And how do you feel? Good. Megan feels good. Okay. Yeah. Nina, our boxer, is 12, and boxers usually live to be like 10 to 12 max. And she never cared about the cats before. She just didn't, she was
Okay.
totally, like, didn't care one way or the other. Like, she didn't not like them. She didn't care about like them either. She just was just like, whatever. And now she literally goes around looking for them, and she punches them. Just punches the cats for no reason. Like, a cat's just sitting there doing nothing, and Nina will just go over there and clock the cat and walk away.
But I mean, they probably deserve it. They're cats, right?
They totally deserve it. But I'm like, why after like 12 years, suddenly you're like, and another thing, bath.
No, but I mean, I think it like comes with age. Like, I just remember my grandmother always being like the sweetest. She would help anybody. She never said bad things about anybody. She would just kind of like smile maybe, but she would never actually like go out and say like, if they're a pain in the ass or whatever. And then after she had her stroke, it was like filters were lost within the stroke. Because at one point, my mom comes and she shows her the paper. She's like, "Oh, just to let you know, so and so died." And she's like, "Okay, she was old." And it was like, "Oh, yeah." Like, there was no one time I went down and I said, "Oh, mom made cookies." And she's like, "Are they even any good?" It was just amazing. So maybe that's it. It's just, that's how I feel how Electra is, definitely. Like,
She's
she'll,
like, no, I don't take shit anymore.
no, she goes outside, she pees, she comes in, and then she poops right in front of us. And she looks at us kind of like, "You're going to have to deal with this." So,
like, I didn't feel like pooping outside.
yeah. And then she just prances away. I mean, I think the dream would be to come back as a dog, be able to have those lives with owners like us. I don't want to be with some like abusive, like crazy person or a homeless person. Mind you, a lot of homeless people have amazing pets and have them trained really well.
And are spend like 24/7 with their pet.
Yeah, exactly. I belong to this Facebook group for Dachshunds, like training and tricks and, just general like advice. And this woman puts up a picture of this adorable puppy. And I was just like, oh my God, I miss those little nugget times. And she said, I don't know what to do. I am beyond frustrated. My puppy is 16 weeks old. We train 30 minutes a day, and she still whines when we leave. And she digs at things. So majority of the comments are just like, okay, you've got to be kidding me. I wrote, I have a 17-year-old dog. She still pees in the house. They will look at the door and then go, no, my little legs refuse to go in the snow. No, it's raining. I could melt. But I'm like 16 weeks, number one. I don't know. Like, did you not look into the breed about how stubborn they are, how smart they are? But the best you're gonna, yeah, this one, a woman takes a picture of her puppy on its back and says, the breeder sold me this dog as a male, but I don't know if it is or not. It was not. It was a female. And the comments ended up having to be turned off by an admin because people were like making jokes, like, if your wiener's missing a wiener, and some people are like, how did you, number one, report this breeder?
Yeah.
Like, how do you not know about anatomy? Like, have you never seen a male dog walking and see, like, oh, maybe that's where his penis is? Or, yeah.
Wow, that's really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people should not have pets. At least not yet. Maybe they just need to learn like puppy 101 and basic anatomy before they have a dog. I don't remember what we were talking about that made me feel like this, but like it's interesting because Sarah contacted me and asked me to do that sh show, the burlesque.
Yeah.
And I was like, of course, just like I always do, because I'm an idiot. I went, yeah, of course, sure. And then afterwards, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you haven't even performed burlesque since before the pandemic. And now you need to come up with an act, actually, and rehearse it and get good at it and go
But what
perform.
about, yeah, I mean, but what about doing a comedy like bit or something? Or like the song that you wrote about Joe. I love that bit that you do where you're singing and you're playing guitar and it's about like the love song about you and Joe.
Where actually she drives me crazy.
Yeah, it took a lot of me to say yes. And I've been going through the what have I done? This is a terrible mistake. You hate your body, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, no, this is a like an empowering, production that Sarah's putting on where it's all females and it's, I'm like, no, I need to do this.
But that's a thing. So what I'm trying to think of right now is what, because I kind of went in the same direction as you of like, but this is not about burlesque. This is not about like taking your clothes off and being like, oh, look, I'm so cute. I was like, can you use this opportunity to reconnect with yourself? Because you've completely disconnected from,
Yeah.
I don't know, like I just get up in the morning, put on clothes that I bought at Costco and go to work. You know what I mean? Like
I know.
who I am is like not here. I'm not writing. I'm not writing songs. I'm not singing. I'm not doing any of the things that are actually who I am.
I know. Same here.
So I
Same
was like,
here.
maybe saying yes to this show will force you, Jen, but Megan, like
Yeah.
force you to have to reconnect with yourself and like do that dive in and be like, yeah, I don't want to be like a full-time comedian burlesque. Like I don't, that's not my life, but it's
Yeah.
definitely like a part of who I am. And the things that go into it, like the creativity and this expression and the like sensuality and like all this stuff. And even when I say sensuality, it's not about even stripping. It's even about getting on stage with a guitar and singing about how much your girlfriend annoys you, because you're still like sharing your physicality. You know what I mean? Like you're still there presenting yourself to these people. And so as who you are, like you're actually going to look in your closet and be like, what in here represents me? You know, like you're not just going to put on a sweater and a skirt and like go to work and not really.
I know I haven't curled my hair in the longest time. I'm like, I miss that part of me. I miss the vintage vibe. I miss,
Yeah, me too.
sleeping in rollers. I miss, all these things, but it's like COVID really sucked all that out of me. And I'm just like, yeah, elastic pants feel great. But then at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but then you also put on like 30, 40 pounds because you're just like, your jeans weren't going, whoa, Megan, maybe we should slow down. It was like, after 6 months, you're like, oh,
Same. Like that's another thing for me too, is that like I had three things in a row. Like I blew out my knee, gained weight, slipped a disc in my back, gained weight because I couldn't barely walk for months.
right?
And then I broke my ankle and it's been 9 months. Imagine how much weight I've gained. I've never been this big in my life,
Same,
ever. And
never.
so there's that too. It's like, oh, now you're in the, like, you're so unfamiliar with your own body even, and you have to get on stage. Even to just stand there fully clothed is very
Oh
stressful.
yeah, nerve-wracking. I mean, even before I step on stage, all of a sudden I'm just trembling, like as if I had 15 cups of coffee, and I'm just like, woo.
It's weird too. Do you feel this way? I felt like because people are obsessed with weight and body crap, even though I see other women who are like my size or bigger and I think they look incredible and I'm like they're just beautiful and I love how they just get up and like it does, it's just about how they hold themselves and like their confidence.
Yeah.
But because I've like, and you too, like because I've lost weight, gained weight, lost weight, and you know, you go do a show and you've lost a bunch of weight and everyone's like, oh my God, you look so amazing. You look so good. You look so great. And then you don't see them for 6 months and you come back 30 pounds heavier and you're like self-conscious because you're like, remember last time I saw you and you were like, you look so amazing.
I know, that's it. I know.
Like,
It's
surprise, not anymore.
yeah, but it's also surrounding yourselves with the right people, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Where it's, yeah, like I would, they're gonna find the things about you where it's not like, oh, I'm just gonna say this nice thing just so she doesn't feel like I noticed that she put weight on or something. Even if it's just like, whoa, your tits are huge and your cleavage is amazing, where it's just like, yeah, you know what? They are pretty fantastic. Thanks for noticing.
Actually, my favorite compliment is like when my daughters, who are all like little Thumbelinas, and they are like, oh God, Mom, how come you never gave us your like big butt? Like, I'm so jealous. Like, why didn't you give us a big butt like you have? And I'm like, it's like my butt is so huge. I actually don't mind it. Like we're friends, but like my butt is so huge that like I knock shit over all the time, like with it. Like I walk past like something and it just like knocks stuff off the table. And like when I'm trying to, you know, if you're sitting somewhere, like we've been going to a lot of hockey games lately, the women's hockey games, because I'm obsessed. But and you know, if you have to get up to go to the bathroom or you whatever. And I'm like, oh God, there's like people sitting there. Like, how, which am I gonna hit the heads of the people over here or put my giant ass in
Ass in people's faces. Exactly. Am I
these?
gonna knock my butt cheeks into these poor people's heads? Oh, I know. I know.
I
How do
just
you think
laughed.
we, yeah, how do you think we felt in Japan, where all the seats in the stadium were super tiny, where it was, and that was like the skinniest, like unhealthy skinny I know after like my huge like mental breakdown. And it was tight on me. And I'm just I knocked over this woman's beer just by sitting there. So imagine now me being there. Like, I would take out all these poor Japanese people with my pasty white fat ass.
This is the thing. So I haven't done a burlesque show since before the pandemic, and neither of you. And during the pandemic and afterwards, and during my recovery from this broken ankle and everything, has been like this long period of like what's important to me. And I think part of it is aging as well, and sort of reevaluating like what do I want like the next phase of life to look like, and then the things that I enjoy more, which may be more often than not, I would rather stay home and like read or watch a movie than go out for drinks with friends or whatever. So
Yeah.
it's also hard to motivate myself, even if I'm the one on stage, to go do these things. And when we went to your birthday party, it was so fun. But you know, like when we go out, we're like, we get home, we're like, oh, sweet, we're home, like in time to watch True Detective and have some ice cream. Like, but the things that do excite me are like things like, so for like my vegan thing, I've been doing these YouTube videos and like just cooking stuff, and like
Yeah, and your TikToks too.
I really love doing that. And I really love podcasting, which I never do, even for my vegan stuff. And you and I don't do it. And yeah, so we said yes to this show. That's what I was trying to say. We said that yes to this show after like the pandemic and other things that have come up in our lives that have like created space for reflecting or avoiding, depending on the time. And what I think is interesting is that, yeah, I don't. And I don't think you do either, but maybe you do secretly. But like, I don't want the lifestyle of like a full-time performer, even though that's still like a
No.
really very big part of who I am, is someone who creatively expresses themselves, you know. But trying to like figure out how I want to do that differently, like maybe doing more writing and more podcasting and like having more conversations and more authentic expressions creatively, but also, as we said earlier, like having said yes to this show in hopes that that not only as an expression creatively, but also in hopes that it will help. I shouldn't say in hopes because it was an afterthought. I said yes to the show, then I panicked, and then I thought, why are you panicking? And I was like, because I'm so disconnected from who I am right now, how am I supposed to get on stage and like really perform for these people? But then I thought, because getting ready for this show and then getting up there and doing this is gonna be how you're gonna reconnect. This is how you're gonna remember who you are and what you love, and it's just been really, really interesting. And I think a lot of people go in and out of these waves in life of kind of pulling back, disconnecting a little bit, getting back into it. But I feel like this has been a really long one. Like you said, like the pandemic, it's, but yeah, I think that's like when I just started shopping for clothes at Costco. Like, just,
I
you
know.
know, no offense, there's some really nice things at
Oh, there's cute
Costco.
things at Costco,
Really great things.
but
But
maybe,
just,
you know, not 7 days a week, Costco.
yeah. And like, I just stopped. I had an idea the other day okay, so I wanted some dishes for Sweet Vegan, for the Sweet Vegan Living like YouTube thing. And I was like, I
Okay.
need like cute little like serving dishes or cooking, you know, whatever.
Like to have when you're making YouTube or like a line that you're gonna sell.
No, to, yeah, to as props. Like, so
Okay.
I'm filming. Like, how nice to have like a really cute like vintage mixing bowl or like things like that, you know, stuff like that. And things that, because not only is it look beautiful, more beautiful on film, but also just like, because while you're cooking it, you get more into it. Like when you're doing it
Yeah.
with things that you think are beautiful and it feels nice and whatever. But then I was like, okay, so I go on Etsy and it's like, of course, like, oh, pottery mixing bowl, like $300, handcrafted, whatever. And I'm like, nope, that's not what I want. Oh, vintage.
Facebook Marketplace is pretty good because but you need to find the right people that don't know the value of certain things. But there's just sometimes where they're just like, okay, I'm done. And I think February, March is the time because people are just like, I'm over it. I'm done. Let's just get rid of shit.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I started thinking, my first thought was like, Oh, I was gonna drop off some donations at like Salvation Army or Renaissance or whatever. And then I was like, oh, well, while I'm there, I should pop in and see if they have any old like vintage bowls or whatever, mixing bowls. And then I'm like, what? Why did I go online right away and start looking for stuff? Why didn't I?
Because you didn't have to go out.
I used to go to thrift shops all the time. And then I was like, I used to buy clothes in sh thrift shops all the time. And I'm like, what's happening? What's actually happening? But I think you're right. Like, I think that everything we did changed. Like, the way we did everything changed. We stopped leaving the house for all intents and purposes for a period of time. And then, even when we did start leaving the house again, we were all like in a haze of like post-traumatic, or like not even post-traumatic. We were leaving the house in a full traumatic state. And
And also, like, I stopped wear. I mean, I was never one to wear a lot of makeup. It would be like eyeliner, mascara, and usually red lipstick. And then when the whole mask thing came in, I'm like, I can't wear lipstick because when I take it off, then I have like red lip, like lipstick on my like upper lip. And then it's like, well, I don't really need to wear mascara or eyeliner because like I'm hidden behind here, and I don't really need to put an effort in. And now I'm just like, oh, fuck, my face is back. And then I'm just like, do I care? And then I'm like, this would be the time that you saw like a stupid ex-boyfriend. This would be the time that you saw like the bully from high school. This would be the time, where someone would go, ooh, I saw Megan and she doesn't
But well, you are beautiful even without makeup on, but
love me. Oh, thank
even like
you.
for real. Oh, good accepting the compliment. Good job.
Thank you. And
But
I'll even say thank you to that.
but even just having it be about like not even that you have to dress up or dress a certain way or put on makeup or brush your hair before you leave the house. Because you don't, if you are happy and comfortable and confident like that, that's fine too. But like, just rem
Well,
but
maybe
not
brush your teeth, because I mean,
fine.
if you're going to be, I'm just saying, just for other people.
All right.
Yeah, because I mean, there's sometimes where there's people like where, like especially when,
I think we're just gonna have to agree to disagree on this one.
okay, well, I'm thinking more like if you're going into a social setting like dancing, let's say, I don't need to know what you ate.
I wonder if people stopped brushing their teeth as much when they were wearing masks. I
Probably.
wonder if they're like, oh, I gotta brush my, ah, fuck it, I'm wearing a mask anyway. No one's gonna know.
Well, maybe not, because then
Oh
you're
no,
just
because then
getting
they
the
would,
smell back
yeah,
into
gross.
your, and then you're like, this is nasty.
If anything, they're like, I really should always remember to brush my teeth because that's what I'm inflicting on other people when I go out.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, no, but just about like, I don't know, just asking yourself what you like or what you want and not, I don't know. I don't know, understand what it is, but I just like that forgetting about yourself thing and disconnecting from yourself and not realizing that the more you do that, those actions, the more you actually disconnect with yourself, like on an emotional sort of level, or you know, like it's
What do
just like
you, yeah.
people who don't have a sexual partner and then they don't even like spend alone time with themselves naked, and then like a couple of years goes by and then they have just like disconnected completely from their own sexuality, and it's sad. Like, that you're a beautiful sexual person all by yourself, whether you're with someone else or not. Like, you
Yeah.
shouldn't.
Or you're even with someone, and then it's like, ugh, do I like, I don't really feel sexy and I'm not in the mood. And then you're like, oh no, wait, why don't I ever remember the good things about this? Where I do feel sexy, where I do attract someone else. Like maybe I am not the ogre that I've envisioned myself as, you know? Yeah.
And again, like even if you don't feel like your part, like even if you don't feel like your partner is gonna find this attractive, even though they probably do, but even if you're just like, oh, how can
Yeah, but
he?
they're lying. They just want to get in our pants.
But even if you feel like you're not necessarily attractive to them, like you should still be attractive to yourself, right? Like you should, and whatever that means, whether it's like a sexual thing or just like I really enjoy my own company. And I know that like the more I disconnect from myself, from who I am, like the less I'm doing creative things, the less I'm, like you said, just I don't know, if it brings you joy to wear rollers to bed and get up and have cute hair or whatever the your ritual is, if it brings you joy, like I love having a bath at night. And for some reason, I just almost never do that anymore. But I actually really love it. And when I go to bed afterwards, I feel so cozy. But like, I've just gotten into this like weird
Do you think
place.
if you ask Joe to start a bath, even if she doesn't watch it, she just turns the faucets on, and then you're like, well, like to get you back into the routine kind of thing? Like, I don't know if it was, oh, well, it was our therapist that told me this.
But I love her so much.
Our dear therapist. So she told me, because I said that there was one day I came home and all I bitched about the day at work. And I was just like fed up. I was stressed, anxious, almost in tears. And then a half an hour later, I realized I didn't even tell Jesse that I had won an award at work that day, because something else, I had allowed the bad day to trump me being, I was, because my company has like values. So there's like integrity, passion, like, I know, but then people vote and I got integrity and I was very like, oh, and I got $100 gift card and I got two personalized post-it pads that says integrity.
Nice, that's so cool.
So I was telling our therapist this, and you know, I said it's very sad that it took me my rant plus a half an hour to go, oh fuck. And it was probably because I looked at my purse and I saw the post-it note, like the gift card. But so she said for me to start telling Jesse in the morning what was going to happen at work today, like whether I had a meeting, whether you know, I made lunch plans with Sam and Maribel for at the office, if I was staying home and I was expecting to do a class. So that way he, when I get home or he gets home, he doesn't say, how was your day? He can say like, so how did that meeting go? So that way I'm only focusing on that one thing instead of like that maybe like half hour where I like almost lost it, either like crying or stressing out or being anxious or angry. It's like, oh, well, the meeting, yeah, it wasn't bad. And so it's just like a way of like rethinking things, you know?
I totally get it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like you just made me think of an idea, like having. So if Joe just starts like a bath for you, let's say, and then it convinces you, like Jesse plays his like his iRacing game, and he does it like most nights. If I just had him go, so you're gonna like you're gonna read, are you gonna write? You know, like what, you know, just like a little bit of encouragement. Or we can go back to holding each other accountable on Thursday mornings, or was it Thursday mornings? Or yeah, I think so. I, but yeah, I think we should start doing that. Like, and I mean, not holding accountable like in a bad way, kind of like,
No, like
hey,
a
I'm up.
check-in.
Yeah, check in. There we go.
I love that. And also, it's interesting. Well, you're talking about your work thing and like your attitude of like letting, not your attitude, but just like how the negative aspects of your day like overwhelmed you and like took away from like an actual nice thing. I because I've just started back to work this week in going into some of my houses that the
Okay.
like and working with tenants again and work like being at meetings physically and stuff like that. It's been very interesting. It's felt really great to get out of the house and have like this sense of like productivity, I guess, or like something that takes me out of my head, out of my own personal stuff, even though I also resent it because I have all these projects that I want to put my energy towards. But I have to remind myself this time because my job is pretty insane and like it's not unusual for me to deal with things like, you know, psychotic breaks and overdoses and suicide and things like
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's another thing, right? It's like, am I putting myself in situations that just are chipping away at my mental health?
Well, I want to tell you that I've finished all my courses and all my exams, and right now I'm doing my last cohort of case studies. So I'll be a naturopath in like 2 months. So then, yeah, like officially. And so
The fireworks, cue the confetti,
I
cue
know.
the what do you call it? Marching band. I need all those
Exactly.
sound effects right now, Jen.
Yay, that was fun. The next step is like for me to actually build a business and build up my clientele, which is terrifying because I don't know how I'm going to do that because I've never done that. So that's scary, but also very exciting because I am actively working towards not doing that other job anymore at some point. But also just like reminding myself that it is just a job, and as much as it comes to get you, this happens with any job. It's not just like inter-crisis jobs or first responders or therapists or like any
No,
job
it's
you
like,
have can like a little worm get in and like bug you and or exhaust you, stress you out, create anxiety, make you dread going into work the next day, like all this stuff. So two things, like one, really trying to remind myself to like it is just a job. It is just a job. It's not my actual life. But
No.
also there's, I'm sure I've talked about this before and told you about this before, but I also really want to keep like reminding myself of this moment that I had years ago where at an old job that I used to have, we had to go, as many jobs are like this, we had a annual general meeting and half the staff was just annoyed and resentful, and it's dumb because like our boss has to oblige us to go to this. We have to do it. It's like legally for like this an organization that has a board of directors, you have to have a annual general meeting. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, I mean,
So it wasn't just like, oh, what's really boring and shitty that I can inflict
yeah,
on
exactly.
myself.
How can I torture and just make everybody super cranky and not be pleasant to be around?
Oh, I know, an AGM. That'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
But half of us were bitching so much about it, and we were kind of like getting each other worked up. Like we were really being a shitty influence on each other because it was like, this is so dumb and blah, blah, blah. And oh my God, what a waste of a day. And like, I'm not paid enough for this, which is
And I
really
mean,
dumb because it's like, you're not paid enough to sit there and do nothing. Like, give me a break.
yeah, and I mean, it's also, it's easier to just go with it. And it's like, yeah, you know what? It is stupid. And then rather than go, like, guys, seriously, seriously, like, it's one day, who cares? But it's just like the negativity, and it's almost like, you know, the gossip at the office where you're just like, I hate this. I don't want this. But with you, I think I need, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. And then, but something interesting happened this 1 year when we were doing all this negative griping and whatever. And then we arrived, and because we all had to arrive, obviously, like a couple hours before the invitees show up because we're the staff. And we arrive, and like three of my colleagues were in the kitchen. And they were laughing and they were blasting music and it smelled amazing. And they were baking homemade cookies in the kitchen. And we walked in, we're like, what are you doing? And they're like, we're baking cookies like to put on the tables. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know that we were supposed to be doing some like baking stuff. Shit. And they're like, we're, oh, no, we don't have to, but like this meeting's so boring and lame. We were like, thought it would be fun, like it would make it more fun if we could like, and these jerks actually, instead of being like, this is stupid, we shouldn't have to do this, blah blah, they were like, ugh, AGM's boring, how can we make this fun? And they all showed up an hour earlier and started baking cookies in the kitchen and
Making in the cookies.
baking in the cookies. No, but they were like dancing and singing and like waiting for the cookies to come out of the oven. And I was like, Jen, this is the it's so small. And it's so hard to remember. And it's maybe cliche, but it really is fucking perspective. Like, if you come in here going like, I don't know, you could have been like, you could have gone to work that day when you got voted like for integrity, when you won the prize for integrity, you could have just as easily been like, oh God, this stupid like thing, it's so dumb. Oh wow, post-its, thanks so much. Like, I couldn't buy my own post-its.
I might have had that attitude if I didn't win anything or hadn't been voted. But what's really great is HR and my boss both told me that I was up for Employee of the Year.
No way.
Yeah. But my friend Marybelle won it, which I mean, like she's been there for like 3, 4 years and she whole like absolutely deserve it. And I would have felt bad, I think, if I would have won and she didn't, kind of thing. But it was like
Fire.
up to them. I must kill Marybelle. But yeah, it made me feel good. And it was up to like all the, because it was only within Canada, which helps too, right? You're not mixed in with the US, you're not mixed in with like Europe or whatever. So I thought that was really nice. And it was people within the Canadian company that voted for each other. It wasn't just like management, but when it came to Employee of the Year, it came down to a vote and stuff. And so my vote didn't. But I just thought it was like super sweet. And it just kind of gave me like, okay, I am being recognized, even though I am having like a lot of super shitty days and I don't feel appreciated. Like,
But that's the thing. And you could have, you still could have just like rolled your eyes and been like, well, this is dumb. But it was actually like you were able to be excited about it and appreciate it and enjoy that moment. And the other stuff took over afterwards. And that's sucks, but you're working on that. And everyone, these are struggles that most people have. Like, it's really easy for us to do that. And I'm just trying more and more to just be like, I don't know. I work the other day. Often I just leave the door open and I let my tenants bug me the whole time I'm there. And I'm like made a really adorable salad and I was really excited to eat it. And I actually just closed my office door and was like, no, I'm just gonna sit here and like love my lunch that I made for myself and be like, this is
Yeah, that's
nice.
it.
And like actually have a moment where I'm like, I'm ha this is happy. This is nice. I'm not just like, oh God, I'm at work. This is horrible. But I just want to, I need to do that more often and in general, I think too, like just to go back to like that reconnecting with yourself thing. Like in general in life, I used to be like a really, really happy person who would wake up happy every day, excited for like literally just excited for my first coffee. Because
And
it,
being excited for being creative too,
yeah.
where it's just like, I can't wait to, and then, have like seven projects on the go kind of thing, where you're just like, are you okay? Like, do you really need to make a glitter painted trailer for that chipmunk? Like,
Mean, yes, the answer is yes. But the
yes,
thing is
that's
that you
true.
were excited to do it. And yeah, so, but I think that you for sure have to allow yourself to enjoy these things that don't seem like anything important or don't seem big, and you also have to work towards making that, just like checking in with yourself and checking in with your perspective, but then also doing this stuff. God, it's a good thing I'm not a life coach. I would just drive someone crazy the way I talk. But anyway, but also doing this stuff that helps you connect with who you are, doing those things like making. Like when you made the trailer for the chipmunk, even though the chipmunk didn't appreciate it the way that they should have,
No, she chewed it up and threw it out,
she
but
took it really for granted. She took you for granted.
she really did.
But when you made it, you felt like you, right? Like you were like, this is
Yeah.
so Megan. Like, of course I'm making this
Of
like
course. Yeah. And I
party
knew who
thing.
to share it with too. Like you, Sam, Maribel, AJ. I was just like, this is amazing. And Jesse was like, that's a little crazy, but I get it, But
Joe
yeah.
would, if I did that, Joe would be like, that's really crazy. Why would you do that? What are you doing? Don't you
Don't.
think you should use this? Hang on, here, let me do it. And then next thing you know,
Oh my
like
God.
fighting
Yes, Jesse too.
each other.
Yeah. So yeah, I put one. I mean, Sam has been wanting to learn to swing dance for like years now. And every time we're just like, okay, we'll do it like next summer. Like we're gonna have to literally write a list because then we go, what were we supposed to do this summer? Like we were supposed to have like make a really cute tea party together. We were supposed to go for an outdoor picnic in the woods. We were and then nothing happens. I mean, I can blame some of it on her being pregnant. Maybe, or like breastfeeding and blah blah blah. But so
Being the
finally,
best mom in the entire
I
world.
know it's annoying, but she's so good. She actually spent a night here without baby, and she was like, she was like, this is what I need. Like, that's why I'm saying, like, she, like, out of like a lot of people I know, like, she was born to do this, and she's gonna be like, she's an amazing mom. But so yeah, so there was courses being started in Council for swing dance, and so I sent it to her, and she's like, "Yes, absolutely." So I went to go help. Like I know the owner of this studio that he started down here, and you know, I said if, or I think he asked me like last spring. And I was going through a bit of a moment, and I even told him, and he said, do you want to come help and be like a teacher's assistant? And I was like, listen, I'm kind of going through something right now, maybe like in the next session or something. So when this happened, I said, if you need like help, I'll just come. And I said, even if you're short on leads, I can try to learn how to lead, which terrifies me. So I get there, and he doesn't have. Like he's teaching the class all by himself. So then I end up getting pulled in and I'm teaching the class with him.
No way.
Yeah. So, I mean, it feels good. But at the same time, like he told me, he's like, if you want to teach, and I'm like, first of all, I didn't expect to be teaching the class. Like I thought I was just going to be like one of those like helpers just going around the circle, you know? He's like, you need to be more vocal. You need to, you know? But for me, I'm just like, oh God, I'm not a teacher. This isn't my school. This isn't like, I don't know these people. Are they going to take me seriously? Like, if they Googled me, they're not going to find anything. Like, I'm not some like champion or, you know. So, yeah, but thanks to Sam, I'm getting back into dance. I'm back in the world of swing dance. I'm back at Cat's Corner and I'm just like, these are my people. I'm confident. I feel safe. You know, like no one is standing there, like mean girl kind of thing, looking. And Sam had a blast, and it brought me so much joy to finally give her what she wanted.
That's so special, and that is who you, I mean, yeah, but that's exactly what I'm saying. It's crazy how the things that actually make us feel amazing are so easy for us to neglect. It's just crazy.
Yeah. And then Sam said that she said, watching you dance and seeing the joy in your face, she's like, that was, and I'm just like, I'm almost crying right now because I'm just like, you are like the sweetest thing in the world. But she's just like, to see you out there is amazing.
Is there other, should I even ask you that?
I don't know. Do I love you? Absolutely.
No, I was going to ask you if there's other stuff that you miss about yourself, like when we were talking about missing ourselves, because then you, I was going to ask you that. Like, are there, what things do you miss about you that you haven't been connecting with? But then you just told the whole story about dance. So I feel like you, there's, you can't really top that. I mean, but
Well, I
maybe.
haven't sewn in forever. I
Okay.
haven't written in forever.
I also really miss writing, which, by the way, I amped myself up and was like, that's it. Just submit something somewhere. Just do that to get the ball rolling. So, because I'm an asshole, I submitted like a short story slash personal essay
Yeah.
to the Globe and Mail. And of course, when they didn't get back to me in the 6 weeks amount of time that they say they'll get back to you, I was like, well, then I guess I just
Oh, that's it.
quit writing then. That didn't work. That didn't pan out.
Yeah.
So yeah. I also miss writing. I really miss like being physically active, like running and boxing and stuff, but that's just like because I literally am not there.
Yeah.
But I've started like walking quickly on the quickly, not quickly for a normal person, just for a broken person. But I started on the treadmill, which is fun. And I also just miss like little rituals, like I told you, like taking a bath or like doing my oracle cards or like doing a full moon
I know I haven't done
workshop. I don't
that
do
in
any of
forever.
that kind of like spiritual centering stuff anymore. And I miss going to thrift shops. So I just said all those things out loud. So when I'm editing, because I didn't write them down as I said them, I'm going to write them down and just see if like I can try one of like some version of each of those things. Just little, like nothing huge, but just like a little, like do my cards tomorrow morning while I have my coffee or yeah. And the other thing that I miss, Megan, is podcasting with you. And I think it'd be nice to end this episode by saying, first of all, that if any of our listeners can relate to this feeling of like having sort of lost a bit of their sense of self or like a part of themselves, they're missing something about themselves or feeling a bit disconnected from who they are, that I would love for them to either comment on our Instagram or send us a voice message or comment right on the podcast. I think it's on Anchor or wherever it is on Spotify where you can actually comment and just let us know like what is it you're missing about your own self and what would you like to reconnect with? And then also, Megan, like for us, because we were talking about the accountability and stuff like that. So what's one thing you think, maybe it's something you already started doing recently, or maybe it's something you haven't, but what's one thing that you can do for yourself between now and the next episode, something to help you reconnect with yourself a bit?
I'm gonna say writing, or at least brainstorm, like start the like n get all these questions and worries and ideas out on paper so that way I don't keep going back to it or going, oh shit, I forgot that was a pretty good idea and now I don't remember. So I think that's what I'm gonna do. I have my notebook and that's what I'm going to do.
I
And
love
what
that.
about you?
I am going to restart. Well, no, I'll do a baby step for myself to not be,
Yeah, I know where we're
so that I
just
don't
like,
sabotage. I'm gonna start working
woo.
out 6 hours a day. No,
Right.
I'm gonna tomorrow morning. Before I do anything else, because it helps when it's first thing in the morning. I'm gonna do my vocal therapy that I have not done in like a year. And that includes like some singing. So that's what I'm gonna do. Yeah. I'm gonna sing tomorrow morning is what I'm trying to tell you.
Amazing. And I am going to send you some song ideas that I'm thinking of. So just so you can tell me what you think.
For the show?
Yeah, for the show.
Cool. And we're gonna tell you guys more about the show coming up soon. And then so you will all buy tickets and come and see us at this show, and it's going to be super
Absolutely.
fun. I freaking love you to bits and pieces. I love you so very, very much, and I'm so happy to see your face and hear your beautiful voice. And as always, it's been too long.
Yeah, let's not wait this long. And I know we say that every single time,
I know,
but
but if we just keep saying it, eventually we're going to
listen
actually,
to ourselves.
yeah, just stop laughing. One day.
We're gonna do it. Yes.
One day. Okay, I love you,
I
sweetness.
love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. It really helps us out. It makes us more visible to other people who don't know that we're out there, and it makes our community that much bigger, which is great. If you would like more detailed show notes, you can go to our website, wherecrazycreative.com. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, which would be super fun and cool, you can go to anchor.fm/wherecrazycreative. We'd love to hear from you, and maybe we'll even play your message on one of our upcoming episodes. Speaking of hearing from you, you can also follow us on Instagram at wherecrazycreative. Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Jennifer June Chapman and on my website, jenniferjunechapman.com. For all things vegan, I'm on Instagram _sweetvegan_ and on the World Wide Web at sweetvegan.net. How about you, Megan?
You can find me on Instagram at author.m.redmile or on Facebook, author Megan Redmile. And you can visit my website at meganredmile.com. And you can also find my books on Amazon.